Russell Brand sells pub for £1 million ahead of his rape trial. Russell Brand has sold his historic Oxfordshire country pub for nearly £1 million ahead of the upcoming court trial for alleged rape. The comedian, set to face a rape trial later this year, purchased the Crown in Pizzle in 2020. He has twice applied to turn the 15th century pub into a recording studio for his online videos and podcasts, but was met with fierce resistance from the locals. The first plea was refused after more than 50 neighbours complained, and after more complaints were lodged about the second application, Mr. Brand withdrew it. The Henley Standard is now reporting that he has sold the pub to a local businessman for £975,000, which is about £125,000 more than he paid for it. Excuse me. The local paper reports that John Bloomer, Group Secretary of the National Farmers Union, is the new owner. Residents describe Mr. Bloomer as absolutely charming. Freddie Van Mierlo, the MP for Henley, told the paper, "I'm delighted for the residents who've had their pub closed for years by a celebrity for the purpose of recording self-promotion and conspiratorial YouTube content. I'm so pleased that this much-loved pub is back in good hands. I wish the new owners huge success, and I'm sure they'll be well supported by the community." Mr. Brand made his name as a comedian in the late 2000s and early 2010s, but has since reinvented himself as a podcaster and influencer. He will face trial over allegations of rape and sexual assault in October, and he has a home in the UK but now lives in the US, and is accused of three counts of rape, sexual assault, and an allegation of indecent assault. He denies all claims. Mr. Brand, Mr. Manvielo, and Mr. Bloomer were approached for comment. The number displayed on the pub's website is no longer operational. Fresh charges involving two new complaints were brought in January, and at a hearing in March, Mr. Justice Benathan agreed to delay the trial until October the 12th. The court heard the original trial was scheduled for up to 5 weeks, but is now expected to last for about 2 months. The judge said if Brand's trial started in mid-June, the court may run out of time to hear it and would struggle to find jurors who could sit through the start of the summer holidays.